honor from our in-studio guest this week, Amy Ray with the Butchies.
Some of these songs that do appear on Stag, I could have heard, I think, on the last two Indigo Girls records, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Some, absolutely not. Couldn't be done in that context. It just couldn't. I don't see where it could be done in that context. So I'm just wondering if maybe some of these songs or germs for them in your own writing came maybe over the course of, say, 98 to 2000, over the course of the last two Indigo Girls records.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I write on the road a lot, and so I would have, like, On Your Honor, I've had that chorus sitting around for a while, and I really started writing that when we started playing with bands more, and I was jamming on it. And Laramie could have been on an Indigo Girl album, probably.
Right.
Yeah, those two. Specifically, I think, and maybe Johnny Rottentail and Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like there's no way to separate me and Emily from me, really, in the way that my writing process is. But I definitely, there's a point, you know, I'm inspired by what she does. I'm inspired by what our bands do. And so, but there is a point where it's like, this is not an Indigo Girl song. And I just feel it intrinsic. I don't know why I feel that way. It's like, I don't want it to be two people. You know, maybe I want the focus to be singular. Maybe I feel like Emily wouldn't necessarily agree with the lyrics, you know. Emily has moments like that, too. She's got solo songs where I think it dawns on her all of a sudden where she's like, yeah, this is not something Amy can add anything to. Definitely.